This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, welcome along. It's Repco Supercars Weekly for another week. I'm Aaron Noonan, coming to you from VH Sleuth headquarters in Melbourne. And there's a bit to talk about too. But before I get into the latest goings on in testing in Queensland and at Winton, what Cam Waters is up to, a special car being sold, a little reminder. You can enjoy a range of content, news, podcast videos and competitions right now. Well, actually, after you've listened to the podcast, on the Repco Garage website. Visit it online now. The address is garage.repco.com.au. Check it out. There's some good stuff there. Now, plenty of testing news in supercars this week. Queensland Raceway, busy place yesterday. Triple Eight was there with both their Red Bull cars, with Brock Feeney, with Shane Van Gisbergen, Richie Stanaway. And, of course, Jamie Wincup was up there as well. Super cheap auto car, the wildcard entry of Craig Lowndes and Zane Goddard was running. Brand new Camaro having its hit out. So great to see the 888 car on track. Premier Racing were there. Matt Stone Racing were there. Dick Johnson Racing were there, as well as Aaron Seaton, who, of course, races Super 2 in Gomersal Motorsports ZB Commodore. Now, a few different drivers turning laps this week in testing. Jonathan Webb, the 2016 Bathurst 1000 winner, a bit of a surprise having a steer of one of the Premier Camaros. He just wanted to have a steer. He's been watching these Gen 3 cars from the couch and decided, well, I'd like to have a go. And I think he's been pestering Peter Shibbers for a while to have a steer and see just how different they are to the previous cars. And of course, Peter Shibbers created Premier Racing out of what had been Team Sydney and prior to that, Techno Autosport. So Webby turned laps. He's not going to be in consideration for the Enduros later in the year. He just won't have a drive. They also did test, though, Matt Charter and Kurt Kostecki. They're working on a co-driver for Tim Slade in the number 23 car. Now, remember at the pre-season test at City Motorsport Park, Joey Mawson, the Australian Drivers' Champion of S5000, had a run in that car as well. But it looks like he's going to have a super license bridge too far to climb in order to be deemed able to do the Supercar Enduros. Remember that the Sandown 500 is part of that again this year for the first time since 2019. Matt Stone Racing, they gave Jalen Rowbotham a run in Cam Hill's number 35 Camaro. That's a seat that is yet to be filled for Sandown and Bathurst. Of course, Jaden Ojeda was on site too. He will drive with Jack LeBrock in the number 34 car. And by the way, for Premier, their other car with James Golding at the wheel will have Dylan O'Keefe back to drive alongside him. Now, there was a rainout at Winton this week when a bunch of supercar teams from Melbourne and, of course, BJR and Aubrey were due to run either test days or rookie days. So pretty much everybody pulled the pin and decided that's it. We're not going to push on with this, which the teams can do, actually, by the way. It's in the rule book. If it is to rain at a certain point, they can abandon ship and it doesn't count as a test day. But Brad Jones Racing did go back to Winton on Thursday, yesterday, all four cars running, a chance too for three of their endurance drivers, Dale Wood, Dean Fiore, and Jordan Boyce, to turn some laps. Jackson Evans, the only one not there of their four endurance drivers. But that rainout also meant that Erebus didn't run the evaluation day that they were planning on running with Jay Hansen and Cooper Murray. Of course, the Erebus boys off to the States. They've arrived, according to what I've seen on Instagram, just in time for the NBA Finals as well. They're going to take in some NASCAR racing this weekend. Now, Cam Waters is in action this weekend. In fact, tonight, if you're in Queensland, you should go to Archerfield. It is the farewell meeting for Queensland Speedway's historic track. It's 45 years of history ending this weekend. It's shutting down. It's a big sprint car event. And of course, Cam's been doing sprint car racing over the off-season. But with this sprint car event, it's the biggest sprint car field in the track's 45-year history. They've certainly left the best till last. 15 grand to win, main event 50 lapper tomorrow night. So it's in action tonight and tomorrow. So if you're in Queensland looking for something to do, looking for some good racing, sprint car speedway, always turn it on. So if you can find a bit of grass to get in, because I'm sure it's going to be pretty packed, Archerfield's place to be. Cam Waters is in the field. By the way, too, speaking of all things Tickford, The 2015, it's going back a couple of years now, Pepsi Max Crew Falcon FGX that Mark Winterbottom used to win that year's Supercars Championship, that's been sold. Now, we've been able to reveal this week that Ford collector Adam Walton is the new owner. Now, that name might be familiar. He's raced historic cars before. He owns the ex-Craig Lowndes Vodafone FG Falcon that Jamie Tilley is driving in this year's V8 Touring Car Series. So he says, too, the good thing about this Frosty car, which is great news, it's going to appear in public on occasion, so it won't be parked up and tucked away under a cover. It will be out and about publicly. And I'm presuming at things like the Adelaide Motorsport Festival and that sort of thing. If we can twist his arm, maybe he can bring it to some cool V8 sleuth events down the track in the future. By the way, if you're an FPR, Frosty, Tickford fan, we've got some great news for you. Check the V8 Sleuth website on Monday afternoon for more. That's all I'll say for the moment. Now, if you're in Melbourne, we're having a special super sale in person tomorrow. That's Saturday, July the 3rd. July the 3rd? June the 3rd. I've already fast-tracked this by an extra day. June the 3rd, Onyx Cafe in Cheltenham in Melbourne in the southeast suburbs. We're taking over part of the cafe. It's at 328 Reserve Road in Cheltenham from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've had an online sale. That finishes tonight, Friday night, but all the same savings you'll get on the same sorts of products that we have in stock physically in the Onyx Cafe. Plus, there's a bunch of other stuff that's not available on our website. Race programs, other books, magazines, lots more cool motorsport stuff. Great savings too. We are slashing prices and making sure that you leave with something. Love to see you there. Come on down. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you're trying to find us, it's the Onyx Cafe on Reserve Road, and the Castrol Mustang supercar show car will be parked out the front. So come along, check it out, get your photo taken with it, and take advantage of the great bargains, the V8 Sleuth Super Sale. Now, on this day on Repco Supercars Weekly, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that this is what we do. Look at the calendar, June the 2nd. Today, in supercar and touring car history, the Australian Touring Car Championship was at Mallala in South Australia. And on this day, back in 96, Craig Lowndes he clinched the title with enough points after a real topsy-turvy sort of a round. Chaos in the last race, multi-car crash, restart required, bunch of cars didn't take the restart, John Bow out of brakes, spears Craig Lowndes at the end of the back straight. I think Alan Jones was in among all of that too. Wayne Gardner wins the last race. Of course, all three were held on the day. His first win in the Australian Touring Car Championship in terms of race wins, but Lowndes still won the round from Jones. And John Bow, who didn't finish the last race after that touch with Lowndes, but nevertheless still finished on the podium. So that's on this day, June the 2nd, on Repco Supercars Weekly. Next week, quick look ahead. V8 Sleuth Podcast back next Wednesday, as per usual. Castrol Motorsport News Podcast is on Tuesday, and we've got you covered for content with the Motorsport Podcast Network across both of those apps, and of course, Repco Supercars Weekly, which will be back next Friday. Right, I'm done. Thanks for tuning in to Repco Supercars Weekly. Jump online, visit the Repco Garage now, garage.repco.com.au. Have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing plenty of you at our V8 Sleuth Super Sale on Saturday, and I'll chat to you next week.